With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Certain cities in Europe seem to have a magnetic attraction for Americans. Paris, certainly, but Rome and London. Brian Morton of the University of Michigan is the author of Americans in London, an anecdotal street guide to the homes and haunts of Americans who found London irresistible. It follows a similar guide published in 1984 called Americans in Paris. Such Americans as Tennessee Williams, John Barrymore, Theodore Roosevelt, Woodrow Wilson, Fred Astaire, Ezra Pound, F. Scott Fitzgerald, John Steinbeck, and Mark Twain at one time or another lived and worked in London. Ryan Morton says among the earliest Americans to go to the British capital were loyalists who fled the American Revolution, some 5,000 of them by 1777.
They thought they would be accepted into British society, which they were not. They were considered provincial in dress and in speech. They'd come back to what they thought was the mother country to discover the mother had no interest in them.
Robert Frost went to England in 1912.
He writes some of his most memorable poems in London, almost in a sort of nostalgic, homesick fashion.
Novelist Thomas Wolfe had no fewer than 6 addresses in London.
One of the problems with Thomas Wolfe was alcoholism, so that this may have accounted for him being invited to leave.
Ryan Morton personally visited the London addresses of more than 250 prominent Americans, but found many of the original buildings gone.
There isn't the sense in England until very recently of the preservation of the city such as the French have had.
Ryan Morton was born in England, but is now a U.S. citizen. Where does he stay when he visits his native land?
Actually, I stay with my mother in Wimbledon.
Ryan Morton wrote Americans in London. It's a quill paperback published by William Morrow. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.